long time ago. I have just decided that I love a country that has supplied me with the freedom to love a God who loves me so much he bled to death on a cross, gave his life up so that I could lay my life down and be what he wants me to be. Quit playing. It's a whole lot more fun being crazy. Stop trying to put on a show. Turn loose and let it go. It's a whole lot more fun worshiping him than it is sitting around trying to fix everybody. I can't fix nobody. Nancy Pelosi's the only one that can do that. Chuck Schumer's the only one that's got the answer. But I got news for him. Hell will be making popsicles before he takes over. I've been cussing him all the way up the road. And if you don't like it, get as crazy as I am, and it won't matter. It ain't time to preach. I'll go sit down. Jesse, I love you, baby. This old boy got saved down yonder in Georgia. Running, throwed his life away, lost his home. And he come to me one day, he said, is there room enough for me? I said, let me get the shovel and make some room. Because I want you in on this too. He gave his life to Christ and he said, I've heard about that meeting with them other crazy people. He said, can I go with you? I said, get on the crazy wagon. I was over at the Waffle House. There's a little old gal over there, 22 years old, lost as a ball in high weeds. I said, the greatest thing that ever happened to me, can I tell you about it? She said, what happened to you? I got to tell her the greatest thing that ever happened to me wasn't some French fries. It wasn't some hamburger. It wasn't a toast. It wasn't milk. It wasn't coffee. I said, the greatest thing that ever happened to me ought to happen to you. Because if it does, you'll get crazy up in this Waffle House and something nutty is going to happen and God's going to get glory out of it. And right to the end of the session, this girl was nibbling on the bait. I tried to pull the pole, but God said it wasn't time yet. She said, leave her alone. She said, would you come back tomorrow? She said, I don't know that I hadn't taken enough tonight. I said, I'll be back. Today, my brother called me. I have a brother 2 years younger than I am. Life falling apart. This is just sick, Brother Scott. I'm sick. On top of all that, people I love around me are just falling out. But I got news for the devil. I got news for the demon. We ain't leaving here tonight till I think we've all worshiped a little. You say it ain't your place. You just hush. They asked me to come. They didn't ask you. It's high time that we start lifting up that bloodstained banner. It's high time that we cut this low living out. It's high time that we lay down these vices that we've got. It's high time that we decide that God's got more sense than we do. It's high time we let God pastor it. We let God preach to it. We let God help and encourage those that are in it. Quit coming and trying to find you a snoozing corner on a pew. Quit coming trying to find a place where you can relax and play like it's Saturday Night Live instead of Sunday morning crazy. I like to go to church where it gets nuts. I like it when you go to the house of God and lose. I'm all right. I'll fall in a soft spot. Go to the place where you lose half your crowd trying to find them after they got in and started praising the Lord. In this meeting here, oh Lord, in this meeting here, I'm glad to know that people in it want to let God have his way. They want to surrender to him. They want to give up. They want to give in. They want God to do it and God to do it like God wants to. Aren't you glad that we can praise him and give him glory? Worship, Jim, we ought to worship him with something. Oh, come on, right up there. It's called leading singing, not sitting on your... Come on, right here. Just give us a good one. Do you know that one? What's the name of it, Jesse? We sung it at the Waffle House. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Oh, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. He's more than just a story. Gave me the sacred knowledge of a sacred salvation that wasn't tied down to a silly religion. God gave me hope. Boys and girlfriends, all right, because they're necessary. But your life don't need to be bogged down with something that's not bogged down in Jesus. I've been coming here for years, and most everybody sitting on this front usually gets called to preach before the week's out. If you don't want to do that, you better hide that Bible and sit down on it. Get that chair and move out y'all in the woods with the rest of the pansies and don't worry about it. Because God's tired of all these young people being lost to crack cocaine. God is tired of the marijuana crowd lacing their life with rock and lacing their life with drugs. You don't have to get high. You need to get crazy. Somebody says he acts a little off. No, he just got a little. When you get a little on, that's what happens when God starts touching you. I can't keep you. Y'all pay him. Sing something good, Jim. Amen. You're a good singer. I've always enjoyed your life.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly
way. I want you to get out of your seat.
I was wretched.
And I want you to come up here and I want you to kneel and say, I remember when my life was a zero.
In love gave me peace.
I was on my way to hell.
When he reached
but
down his
the Lamb of God passed by.
Me.
Come on,
when
sugar. Come
Savior
on. Come on, fellas. God bless you.
For me.
Give him glory. Let him know
when
how much you love him.
Reach way down. God or his son, when he reached Woo! Down his hand for Woo! Me, I was near to despair when Jesus came to me there, and he showed me that I could be free. gave me gladness complete.
Oh,
when
yeah.
he reached down
you,
his hand for me.
You're wonderful.
When the Savior reached down for me.
God. The
well,
everlasting
he had
Father.
To reach way
the King
down
of glory.
For me.
The lily of the valley.
I was lost.
The bright
and sundown.
At morning star.
Without God.
You're the one lifted up as King
when
David.
He reached
you're the
down
one
his hand
that saved
for me.
You are God.
Oh,
God
Almighty. Savior.
Take over this crowd tonight. Take over this meeting tonight. Take over the attitude tonight. Take over the lost condition. Save that bloodless sinner. Save that alcoholic. Let that little old girl come home. Let that little old boy come home. Let God's word burst forth. Let God's strength and power be abundant in this place.
Blood.
Woo!
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken for Calvary. And his hands were nailed, pierced his side. Was riven, he gave his life's blood for even me. Years are spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. At Calvary.
Ooh. 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 And I messed up my new purple coat messing with y'all. Ain't he good? Ain't he good? I don't know who you are. God bless you, boy. He said 50 years ago he used to run whiskey.
His daddy. His
out of these hills.
His daddy and my daddy.
I have no idea who this man is.
You know Bill Jenkins.
I know now who you are. Got a hold of your life.
Oh, Lord.
It'll make you crazy.
And we're 1980. Amen. Amen.
You say you ought not act like that when you've spent 50 years in hell, bless God, and the devil tried to put his trademark on you and stamp you into the charred walls of the damned, you'll get happy too. If you ever wake up to the fact of what's really happened to you, that your name is written down in glory, that real blood from heaven flowed and saved you, and that your life is hid with Christ in God. I'm hid with him. Devil snooping around, trying to smell me out. I'm hid with Christ. I'm in Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's brand spanking new. He'll do right. He'll worship right. He'll go to church right. He won't run his mouth wrong, but he'll get up and do what he can to honor God. With his head with Christ and God. I'm run out. I'm sick as a dog. I've been sick for weeks. And I'm having such a well time. I think I'll just stay a little while. Y'all go. I know where the dead burn lights are. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing nowhere at Bojangles or McDonald's that'd be as good as you turning your life inside out and get crazy. You got to go head on now. That means you got to just go on and get crazy. Your papa may be here and he'll tell you, now don't believe nothing that evangelist said. Now why would you bring anybody here you don't want to believe? I got the shakes. I got the shouts. I've been chosen. Set apart, blessed of God, and set on fire. Help yourself, honey. Stand up and just let God know how much you love him. Don't hide. Don't cloak it. Don't get behind the door. You don't have to go out in the garden and play like you're messing with the squash. Just get out on the back porch and holler one good time. Woo! Your neighborhood will be empty in a little while and you can have any house you want. You ain't got to worry about closing. You can close it, honey. Trust me. You can close it. That's all I got, preacher. I love you no matter what you say, no matter why, what you... I know you don't love Joe like you love me. I know you don't.
Amen, preacher.
And I love you.
I love you, preacher.
I know I've been prayed for.
Bless you.
I was so sick today, I couldn't even get it all going. Medicine by the handful. All that. You're just as old as you feel. Your kids, they lied to you.
Listen.
Do everything you can do not to get old, but while you, the way you do that is while you're young, give it all to him. Then when you get down there where you're about half crippled up, you'll be crazy enough not to care and you'll just limp through for God and go over to the nursing home and tell them saints of God over there that God loves them. Go down there to the youth center and tell them they don't have to shoot their arms up and track their arms up. They can live for God and you can live for God as a testimony in their heart and life, and the Lord can do great things for you.
Hallelujah. Amen, preacher.
Amen, Ricky.
Amen. I was going to do something tomorrow night, but I believe I'm going to do it tonight. If you had Parkinson's, where would you be? You might be sitting at home in a recliner. But I appreciate a preacher just keeps on keeping on.
You can't get crazy in a recliner. It's boring. It's a boring life.
I'm not going to go into details. Preach, if you need to stop me, you stop me. But he was going to get on a plane Wednesday morning and fly to Seattle, Washington to preach for a few days. But all that's been canceled. He's going to see a specialist Wednesday to see if he's a candidate for a special treatment. And I thought we'd gather around him tomorrow night before he left to pray for him. But I just believe we ought to do it tonight. Amen. Amen. Brother Brown, you get there and sit on that front pew. I want you men of God to come gather up first. We want to pray for the man of God tonight.
Bless his name. So every hand that reaches in faith shall receive back again to themselves. Every hand that reaches out in faith,
Brother Jenkins, I'm going to get you up here to the microphone and pray.
Back again. Come on.
Amen.
Oh God.
Amen.
Oh God.
Pray all over the house. Let's all stand, please. Oh Lord. Oh God, I pray.
Thank you for his
Lord, you touch Larry, Lord,
thank
you know.
You for his love.
God, you know his heart. You know his life.
Thank you for his desire, God, oh Lord. Pour himself
touch
out.
Physically
you love God.
Heart.
Oh Lord.
As only you
he
can.
Come into the house of God, the Lord, hear him.
Lord, heal him, Lord. Taking us to, Lord, and I praise you and thank you. God, have your way now, Lord. Do that. And only you can do in a powerful way. Lord, helping the treatments and all, Lord, I pray. It be your will, Lord, that he be that one to receive the treatments for your glory. But I know, Lord, you can touch him, Lord. You can heal him. And I pray you work your will. And God, we'll praise you. We'll thank you for everything. In Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm not playing on your sympathies. I'm just stating reality. He has fewer days with us than he's ever had before. So you better take advantage of it.
Tell it, preacher.
You better take advantage of it. And remember the night a man of God walked in the tabernacle. I appreciate everything he said and done tonight, amen. I just like stuff that kills religion and embarrasses pride in religion. And you can be that free, and you can get that touch from God if you pour yourself out unto him, amen. Ain't no telling. Ain't no telling. Say, that ain't good English. That's why I'm a saying it. So you'd get it. Ain't no telling what might happen tomorrow night. I'd be here. I'd be here. You go praying. Pray for this man of God. Let him know you love him, appreciate him. Be careful, if you will, leaving. I want to remind you, finally, Google got kind of halfway straightened out, not all the way straightened out. And you can go to www.BlueRidgeBaptistCampMeeting.org, MP3 of all last week's meeting. And in the future, we'll have meetings from the past on there. But that's finally up and running. If you're a preacher, we'd like to get you on the mailing address so we can let you know about camp meeting next year. If you'd like a copy of Brother Wade's book and DVD of his memorial service, preachers, they're free for you. Preachers are missionaries. But anyone else, if you'll give a gift to the radio station or the camp meeting, you can have one as well. But I appreciate the presence of the Lord tonight. You ain't gonna, you can't put God in a box. He'll kick, bless God, both ends out and leave you grinning like a possum, amen. And I appreciate the man of God getting help tonight. I got help just watching him get help. Shake hands, you go. Go pray and see you tomorrow night, 7:30. You're at liberty.